I can confirm in actual fact that 733 blocks of counselling have been allocated, benefiting 733 children. What I can say, though, is that it has been difficult, I will say, in certain areas to recruit. But as I said, two counsellors were available to work in Leitrim, and I am pleased to say that on the 11th of April, an additional counsellor has been added to the panel now, who is available to work in County Leitrim. The department is actively recruiting councillors to work on this pilot, and I would encourage all councillors who are accredited by the accredited bodies to make themselves available for this important work. This is a first in the area of primary school. There is, as you have said, an absolute need for it. It is working, and it is working very successfully in areas where there are two types of pilots, as I've said. One where you have the one-to-one counselling. It has been easier in some areas to access the councillors than in others, but I am pleased to say that we now have the third councillor in place for Leitrim, and indeed the 15 wellbeing practitioners that are working under the guidance of NEPS. Thank you.
The school that I gave you details of that we're not mentioning here contacted you in February, and again in March they submitted what's called, I think, the Appendix 1 form. They haven't heard back from you. It would be very useful if your department could contact them to let them know what the situation is. Because, Minister, as you know, if a principal thinks that a child needs this service, it's quite a difficult conversation to have with a parent. And then if they apply for the service and there's nothing there. So you told me there is another counsellor available, I think you said, from the 11th of April to work in Leitrim. I do know that when a counsellor was contacted, they said they could not travel the distance, that it was approximately 60 kilometres. So I hope that won't be the case in this circumstance, that whoever this counsellor is will be able to travel to the various schools in North Leitrim that need this service, because it's not the schools that need it, it's the children. And as you said yourself, it is a good service, but it needs to be accessible for students in North Leitrim.
Thanks very much, Deputy. And again, I reiterate that 733 blocks of counselling have been provided to 733 children. It is new and it is innovative. It will take time for it to take root. There have been challenges, and I would be the first to say it, in terms of recruiting counsellors. Specifically, you've referenced your own area there. But I am pleased, as I said, from just mid-April there, we have had now been fortunate to allocate a third counsellor. And we will continue to recruit in that space. It's interesting that there are two pilots, because we're saying it will give us greater learning going forward as to which is you know, a combination of the two, or one or other being the most appropriate to move forward with. It, specifically in relation to those who are training under the NEPS psychologists, it's, you know, they can come from a variety of backgrounds, whether it's education or social care, or psychotherapy. Some within that field, they are currently being trained under the NEPS psychologists, and they are actually out working in the clusters as well. So there will be greater progress going forward. But again, I would encourage people who are working in this field and have this expertise that they might consider becoming involved as part of the primary school programme.